Om Shanti, this is the Avyakta Murli of the 12th of July 1972. The title is Forget the Family and Household with the Awareness of Dying Alive. This Murli was spoken by Baba in the Half Kumar's Patti. The title again is Forget the Family and Household with the Awareness of Dying Alive. Are you able to transform yourself as and when you want? You have come to the Patti to transform yourself, have you not? So, do you experience the power to transform yourself? No matter what the atmosphere is like, no matter what the situations are, on the basis of your own stage, are you able to transform the atmosphere? Are you the souls who are influenced by the atmosphere, or are you the souls who make the atmosphere sattva-pradhan? What do you consider yourselves to be? Do you experience the feeling that no type of atmosphere can attract you towards itself? After having come to the Patti, those who think they have accumulated so much courage and power that no matter where they go, on the basis of the accumulated power, no type of atmosphere or situation would be able to make such master or mighty authorities fluctuate. Let such ones who can make their stage unshakable and constant, raise their hand. It is clear that day by day, the situations are going to become extremely tamopradhan. The atmosphere and the situations are not going to become sattopradhan now. They will only become sattopradhan after they have become extremely tamopradhan. So, day by day, the atmosphere is going to get worse, not better. So, just as the lotus flower remains detached whilst in the mud, in the same way, have you raised your hand in the understanding that you have so much courage that even when you are in an extremely tamopradhan, tamoguni atmosphere, your stage will constantly remain sattopradhan? Later, you will not say, this thing happened in this way and this is why my stage fluctuated, will you? Whether through nature, through lokic relationships, or through the divine family, if any test or any situation comes, you will be able to make yourself unshakable and immovable, will you not? Do you think that you have that much courage? Many tests will come. There will be papers. Just as the time for the final result is coming close, in the same way, the practical papers will naturally come from time to time. Papers are not given in a fixed program, but according to the drama, a practical paper is given automatically to each one from time to time. So, do you think you have the courage to pass the papers? You are not those who are going to be frightened, are you? Are you not those who do not let the yoga of their intellect fluctuate even a little? The same as Angad? This is the Patti of half Kumars. You do consider yourselves to be half Kumars, do you not? Do you not have the awareness of being half Kumars in your thoughts and relationships? In the beginning, you were made to stabilize yourselves in the awareness of being brothers and sisters. However, it was seen that even in the awareness of being brothers and sisters, some used to become body conscious, and therefore you were told of an even more elevated stage, that of being brothers. In the same way, are you moving along whilst considering yourself to be a half Kumar? That is, as you move along, do you consider yourself to be a soul tied in the bondage of the family path? Therefore, now go even beyond this awareness. You are not half Kumars, but Brahma Kumars. You have now died a living death, and so can there be the relationship of being a half Kumar in a life of having died alive? Can there be a household or a family in a life of having died alive? Bap Dada has not given anyone a household in their life of having died alive. The father is one, and all the rest are the children. So how can there be the awareness of being a householder? So, you have to consider yourself to be a Brahma Kumar as you move along. If you have the awareness of being a half Kumar, then, as is your awareness, so is your stage. Because of this, you must now finish the awareness of being half Kumars. No, you are Brahma Kumars. You are carrying out the duties on the basis of Srimad that Bap Dada has given you. To have the awareness that this is your family or your wife is wrong. Would you call it having died alive if you looked at your wife with that consciousness or saw the household as your family? In order to look after everything, a trustee is appointed. You must also consider this in the same way. Bap Dada has given you this limited creation to look after as a trustee. It is not your creation, but you are just an instrument of Bap Dada to look after it as a trustee. A trustee does not have the consciousness of mine. A trustee is just an instrument. There should not be the slightest awareness of the family path. These are spiritual souls, not my children. This is how you have to think. They may be little children, but even then, did Bap Dada not sustain little children? Just as Bap Dada sustained the little children and made them instruments for the godly tasks, in the same way, for whomsoever, whether young or old, you have been made instruments by Bap Dada, even for those souls, you should have the awareness that you have to make those souls worthy for godly service and engage them in that. Do you have this awareness whilst living in your house? Just as you come into connection and relationship with many souls of the godly family, do you come into contact and relationship in the same way with the souls for whom you have been given a duty? Or is there a difference? A result will be asked of those with whom you come into contact and with whom you have a relationship. Just as you come into contact and relationship with the brothers and sisters at the centers and have that spiritual drishti and attitude, do you also come into connection with those other souls in the same way? Or do you move along with your rites of the previous birth? Day by day, your stage and your awareness are becoming more and more elevated, are they not? Until you have made your stage and awareness elevated and transformed them according to the time, how can you claim an elevated status? You saw Sakar Baba. Did he have the attitude, vision, or awareness of the relations being lokic, even in his dreams? So, you have to follow the father, do you not? Were those Lokic relations not living with him? So whilst living together, all of you also have to have courage to move along with this attitude and awareness. What transformation will you bring about from this pati before you go? To finish the name and trace of being half Kumars. Just as the form of anything that goes into a furnace is transformed, in the same way, in this pati, finish the awareness of your being a half Kumar or a householder and have the awareness that you are a Brahma Kumar and a trustee to serve those souls who are the instruments. Make this awareness strong before you go. This is the transformation of the pati. Have you filled yourself with this much power? Or will you become a householder when you return home? Now, do not consider them to be your family, that is, pravruti in Hindi, but have the attitude of remaining beyond the consciousness, that is, par vruti, attitude beyond, par vruti, which means attitude beyond. So have the attitude of remaining beyond the consciousness of being a householder, that is, stay away from the consciousness of a householder. Only if you go from here, having created such a stage with the non-jnani souls, be able to experience from your activity, your words and your eyes, your stage of being loving and detached. Until now, whilst living amidst the world, you are not able to give people of the world the experience of being detached and loving because your consciousness has not yet become so detached. Because of not being detached, you are not so loving either. Anything loving automatically attracts others towards itself. So whilst living amidst the world, if you create such a unique stage, you will automatically create the stage of being loving. Such a loving stage will naturally attract other souls towards you. Even now, because you do not have the stage of being detached and loving that you should have in a visible way, you still have to make effort. You still have to reveal yourself. If it is visible, you do not have to make effort to reveal it. So now, put that elevated stage into visible practice. Up to now, it has been incognito. Do you appear to be unique amidst the people of the world? Does anyone who sees you from a distance experience you to be unique, or do you appear to be ordinary? In your practical life, do you create such an impression that anyone who saw you would think that you are a special soul? Just as when people see your physical costume, they understand that you are different from them, and in the same way, your face and avyakt image should show some uniqueness, and then your influence will spread. Whilst moving along, you should have such an elevated stage, elevated awareness and attitude, that it attracts the attention of others from all four directions. Anything attractive attracts those who are close to itself. Everyone's attention is drawn there. In the same way, can this spirituality and uniqueness not attract the awareness of those close to you? Will this stage come at the end? In an ordinary way also, even if you are not familiar with the children of a royal family, from their behavior and their words, you can tell that they are the souls of a royal family. So, can there not be such an influence from the distance by the souls who stabilize themselves in a spiritual awareness? Is it difficult? Does it take long to do something that is easy? Just as when so many alaukik, powerful master sons of knowledge go in all four directions from this pati that the sun cannot be hidden, in the same way, should we think when the light and the influence of so many master sons of knowledge have spread in all four directions, that the practical proof will also come here? What proof? At least some news from those souls who have been influenced by you should come. Even if they themselves do not come, their news should come. If each one goes and individually spreads that influence, there would be news from so many. Will you give such proof? Or will it be just as when you go from a bhakti and you remain influential for some time and then you come under some influence? However, Baba constantly has hope. Now, we shall see to what extent the result is imperishable and to what extent you remain unshakable and constant. Through the blessings you have attained in the land of blessings, you now have to emerge from here as an image of a bestower of blessings. Whilst staying in the awareness of being a great donor and a great bestower of blessings, you must definitely enable any soul who comes into contact and connection with you to attain something. No soul should go back empty-handed. You are the great donors. Whether someone looks after the donation given to him or not, that is his own fortune. You should be a great donor and continue to carry out your own task with the attitude and vision of being a benefactor. I am a world benefactor, a great donor, and an image that grants blessings. By staying in this powerful awareness, you will be able to transform souls. Now, make your attitude powerful. Acha. Om.